Kurzweil 1000 is the Cadillac of OCR packages for Windows for people who are blind or visually impaired. It has more features than I will be able to even mention today, but I'll try and give you an overview of some of them. Before I do that, though, I'm going to let Kurzweil read to you just a quick synopsis of what it is and what it is not.
What is Kurzweil 1000? Kurzweil 1000 is a Windows-based software application that makes printed and electronic material accessible to people who are blind or of limited vision. This product is easy to use for beginners, yet powerful and flexible enough for advanced users. Kurzweil 1000 converts the printed or electronic word into speech. You can scan in books, articles, currency, bills, and advertisements, almost anything that fits on the scanner or under a document camera. The system uses optical character recognition, OCR, to create a version of the page that Kurzweil 1000 can read aloud. You can open and read almost any file that contains text and tables, as well as download and read material and books directly from worldwide websites such as Bookshare.org. You can create and edit documents. Kurzweil 1000 is well suited for use in academic settings. A variety of tools assist in study tasks. You can look up information from the dictionary and thesaurus, as well as from online encyclopedias. Annotation and navigation features such as multi-level bookmarks and links, along with document summarization, enable you to easily create study documents, some with quick access to related information. In addition, Kurzweil 1000 provides the convenience of document portability. You can convert text files into audio files, convert audio files into DAISY 2.02 files, send files to devices such as Bookport Trademark, or place them on your iTunes or Windows Media Player playlist. You can also convert text files to EPUB files and transfer them to an e-reader or other portable device. Kurzweil 1000 is highly customizable, allowing you to set a wide range of preferences from reading speed and voice to verbosity, that is, how much audio assistance you want from the program. An expanding set of office applications, such as photocopier and calculators, are available to help with daily tasks. What Kurzweil 1000 is not. It's not a screen reader, so it doesn't read the contents of other applications on your PC. It also does not interpret graphic images, nor does it replace a full word processor.
I am using version 14.15, which I believe is the current version. It is available from kurzweiledu.com. That's kurzweiledu.com. And there is a trial version you can download from that website, but I was unable to find specifics on what the cost of Kurzweil is today. Kurzweil runs very well with a wide variety of scanners. I'm using a Brother LaserJet printer slash scanner combination, and it works flawlessly with that. So it's likely that whatever scanner you have, it will work with it. Now I'm going to open Kurzweil and scan a document that I wrote in Word specifically for today and printed. So I'm going to go to the desktop and I'm going to hit enter on Kurzweil 1000. There's a bit of a pause while Kurzweil loads.
Hello, and welcome to the Kurzweil 1000, version 14.15. Press the rectangular key at the bottom right corner of the keypad for assistance.
I'm now going to press the F9 key, which is one of a couple of different ways to start the scanner. So here goes.
Scanning, please wait. Scan complete. Recognition, page 1 complete.
This is a Word document I printed, and I'm now scanning for your listening pleasure. I hope you are enjoying today's VIBIC discussion of optical character recognition and scanners. OCR scanner, not police scanners. Bye for now.
End of last page.
As long as the ink side of the page is facing the glass of the scanner bed, Kurzweil will recognize which direction it's supposed to read from. So if you have the top of the page at the left or at the right, it doesn't matter. You can also put an open book so that two pages are showing on the bed of the scanner, and it will read both pages and it will recognize that it is two separate pages. If I wanted to, I could save the file I just scanned either in Kurzweil's native format, which is .kes, or as a Word document, or in several other formats, including as an audio MP3 file, which would be the sound of the Kurzweil synthesized voice reading. I'm going to show you the Kurzweil 1000 new user guide, which I think is pretty impressive. So I'm going to go to the Help menu with Alt-H.
Help, register.
And then open. W for wizard.
The selected topic is introducing the new user wizard.
If I arrow down, I'll get to the next topic.
Getting help in Kurzweil 1000.
I'm going to read down through a few of these just to give you a flavor of what's in here, but it's a long list of topics.
Menus and dialogues. Object. Use of the numeric keypad. Object. Opening a file. Object. Navigating through a document. Object. Working with settings. Object. Voice settings. Object. Choosing a scanner. Object. Files and folders. Object.
The user is supposed to be able to check each one of those after they've read that document so that it doesn't come up again the next time you open the new user wizard. I did not try that, though. I'm going to now let it read a little bit of one of the topics, and it's one that's of interest to me because it has to do with how files are opened and managed in Kurzweil, and the structure they use is a little different from Windows Explorer, so...
Opening a file. Unchecked.
Now, if I just hit enter on this, it's just going to start reading it, and it will read the whole topic. By the way, the F5 key is the read all key, and you hit it again to stop it from reading, so here goes.
Opening, reading, and closing a document. In today's world, it's important to have access to information in both electronic and print formats. Kurzweil 1000 supports virtually every type of document and file, from Adobe PDF and Braille grade 2 to Microsoft Word and Excel, as well as DAISY files, World Wide Web HTML pages, and scanned documents. As with any Windows-based software program, you can find and open a document from the File Open dialog box by pressing the shortcut combination, Control key plus the O key. The File Open dialog box has several areas. The first area is the folder list, which presents your computer's file system in a hierarchical format, known as a tree list view with folders and subfolders.
And I just hit the F5 key to stop it, but there is much more to that topic. Next, I'm going to mention something from the File menu. I'm going to go to the File menu with Alt-F.
File, New.
And then I'm going to hit L for Launch.
Launch, Add.
I'm going to arrow down through here. You'll hear that you can add programs that you would like to be able to launch from within Kurzweil, and you can edit and delete them also, and I'll go past those.
Change. Open. Delete. Open. Appointment calendar.
And we have the appointment calendar, which is a native feature of Kurzweil. I'm not going to demonstrate it. The next one is
calculator.
Calculator, which is very easy to learn and use, and a nice feature.
Photocopier.
And a photocopier. Next, I'm going to go to the Tools menu and show you a few things in there.
Recognize currency, Shift plus F9.
You can recognize money if you want to, although many of us have other ways to do that now, but you can put a $20 bill on the bed of the scanner and hit recognize currency and it'll tell you what it is.
What time is it? Control plus.
And you can find out what time it is.
Define a word, Control plus D opens a dialog.
You can go to the American Heritage Dictionary and get it to define a word. That works great. And there's also a thesaurus.
Use the thesaurus. Shift plus F7.
And finally, there's an online menu from which you can look for books in Bookshare or Gutenberg and some other resources. And you can search for magazines. There are a number of other things. And one really exciting one, I think, is the translator module. You can paste text in to an edit box, indicate what language the text is in, or have it figure that out for itself, and tell it what language you want to translate that text to, and it will do it for you. Another program that's similar to Kurzweil is called OpenBook, and it's been around for many years. It's a Freedom Scientific program, and one of its great advantages is that if you're a JAWS user, it's very easy to learn the command structure for OpenBook because it's very similar. I don't think that program is being sold anymore. Somebody can correct me if I'm wrong, but
OpenBook is still being sold. They're not updating it.
Okay. About $900, which is about the same as Kurzweil.
Yeah. The other thing I want to mention is a much less expensive option for people who just want to be able to scan things using their Windows computer, and that is using JAWS convenient OCR feature. And it's very easy to use. So I'm going to do the JAWS key with the space bar, then the letter O for OCR, and then I'm going to do a question mark, and it will tell me what all the different options are. It tells me that I can actually scan from whatever scanner is connected to my computer or from a camera, such as the Pearl camera, by hitting an A for acquire. I can use the letter R to scan a document to Word. It'll automatically create a Word document from it. And there are a couple of other options. You can use the letter F for a file or D for a document. If you have a file in your computer that's a PDF file and you want to scan it the way I do it, if it's a PDF image that you can't read with Adobe, I right-click on it or hit the Applications key or Shift F10 if you're on a laptop, and then arrow down to where it says Convenient OCR to Word or OCR. And if you just do OCR, it brings it up on the screen but does not automatically save it. If you select Word, it will actually save it as a Word document. And that's basically it, unless anybody has questions.
Just wanted to let you know, Jerry mentioned something called a Pearl camera, and that is a device you could buy from Freeman Scientific, which is an alternative to a scanner if you're using some of these technologies such as OpenBook, Convenient OCR, and I believe you could even use it with Kurzweil as well. And I could do a quick demo. I'll show you a difference. But I mean, you heard Tim's scanner. Get an idea how long it takes to scan a document on a flatbed scanner. And I'm going to share my screen here, and I'm going to scan something with the Pearl camera real quick.
Windows D, space. O, OCR. Convenient OCR dialog. Cameras and scanners combo box. Pearl 1 to 1. Enter. Camera OCR started. Pages upside down. N061A23B5-04B0-8 engine repair request. To your information. And last right parent Frank Ventura.
So hopefully you could hear that, but the whole thing process took probably less than 10 seconds. So I was trying to count, but I kind of, it actually went so fast I couldn't even count. But anyway, it was just a matter of seconds. So that's another alternative to a scanner. Again, it's a couple $100 because there's no lid to it like it is on a scanner. It is sometimes affected by ambient light in the room. It does have its own light as well.
Frank, I have a question for you about your Pearl camera. Where do you actually put the page before you scan it? Do you have to have the scanning program in your computer?
The Pearl unfolds, and the base of the Pearl is a weighted base. It's like a bar. It's a steel bar. And all you have to do is put the document up against that bar, and that lines it up for you. The second part of your question is that you have to have basically one of three different things in your computer to work. Either JAWS, because it has Convenient OCR, OpenBook, or Kurzweil.
But I'm looking for comparison of the Pearl camera to a flatbed scanner in terms of how the quality of the scanned image affects the accuracy of the OCR. And then my second question is comparing the JAWS OCR function to the Kurzweil and OpenBook, because I already own JAWS. The others are expensive, you know? So
the first part, we're comparing the Pearl camera to a flatbed scanner. The Pearl camera is very fast, but one caveat is that if you think about a flatbed scanner, you open it up and you put the document on the glass or the plastic and you close the lid. In that scenario, the lighting is controlled by the scanner. With the camera, because you're putting a document on your table or desk or whatever you're on, the results vary with the lighting in the room. So you can get more varied results with the camera. If you want more consistent results, the scanner is a little better, but slower.
The Pearl has a light, though, does it?
It does have a light, yes. Yeah.
Okay.
I've used it in a completely dark room, and it's worked. Yeah.
I'd like to comment on the question about the JAWS to OCR versus Kurzweil or OpenBook. I'll tell you, I hardly ever use Kurzweil anymore if all I want to do is scan something, because the Convenient OCR in JAWS is fantastic. It really works well.
Say I had a laptop, but I didn't want to have a flatbed scanner. Could I, in theory, use OpenBook with my Pearl camera?
Sure can.
As well.
Yeah, absolutely.
With the DocuScan that Tim had demonstrated, what is the advantage to doing that versus using the Convenient OCR and JAWS?
Even DocuScan, although it costs a lot less, it's a third of the price of, half the price of OpenBook or Kurzweil 1000. If you've got JAWS, the OCR is free. It's already built into JAWS. Now, DocuScan does have some nice features, but it's very good at reading, scanning PDFs that are images. If you've got the JAWS OCR, I think that can also do PDFs. So
there is some advantage to DocuScan over Convenient OCR. A couple of things you could do with DocuScan is that you could create an audio file. So if you scan something in there, you could save as MP3. You could also create like a Daisy book out of that. So there's a lot of things you could do once you actually do the scanning. So that
I especially like the programs that tell you that the document is sideways, because sometimes I get checks in the mail and they're printed on 8.5 by 11 sheets of paper. If I put them in my flatbed scanner upside down, it will still read it. So it doesn't matter if all you want to do is hear it, but when you try to stick the check in the ATM machine, really insists that you put it in right side up. So it doesn't matter to me that I know whether the document is right side up in the scanner or not. Much of the work that I do with documents, I don't just want to hear it. I often have to edit the document, or as I like to say, I have to stupefy the document. They're mostly application forms that I prepare for other blind people so they can just fill them in. So I have to take a PDF document and turn it back into a really dumb Word document. And the product that I am using is actually something all of you own already. It came with your Windows bundle. It is Microsoft Office Document Imager, or MODI. It was Microsoft's competitor to the Adobe Reader, and it's in there somewhere in your system. It's silent until you turn it on. I had my computer technician set it up for me as a virtual printer. I always convert my imported documents into TIFF format. This guarantees that I capture the entire document, because today's documents, half of it is text and half of it is graphics, and you sometimes can't tell the difference. And if you just do straight OCR, you're going to lose half of your document and not even realize that that's happened. So I convert it into TIFF, and then when TIFF opens, it uses MODI as the default opener. And it has a tool, which is it'll send text to Word, and it does the OCR for you, and you can control what format you want it to emerge as. It typically emerges as an HTML screen. JAWS can read it. However, it's not stupefied enough for my purposes, because it still has tables and fonts and colors and things like that, and I want to wash all that out. So I stupefy it some more before I send it into Word. But that's what I'm looking for, are OCR programs that not only read you the spoken word, but also help you edit the document in writing.
We in Kurzweil, DocuScan, and OpenBook, you can do that. You can edit the documents.
Just in all those
three. Yeah.
What I want at the end is a PDF document of all the pages strung together as if it was one document. So one of the things I'm looking for from the OCR software is, you know, can I keep adding page after page after page, string them together, and make it into one giant document?
You can do that with all three of those programs.
Has any of this wonderful technology figured out how to do handwriting or very neatly printed stuff?
The Seeing AI app and the Envision app that we demonstrated will look at handwriting. If the handwriting is neat, it's readable. But if there's any sort of really fancy stuff or really sloppy scribble, it doesn't really get it well enough. Handwriting is so variable, it's very difficult to create the correct algorithm to make it always reliable.
How much does Envision cost?
Every once in a while, they'll have some deals where it's cheaper, because it's usually, I think, a monthly basis, a yearly basis, and there's a lifetime. And again, sometimes you'll get, you know, 30, 40, 50% off. So it's one of those things you kind of keep on looking at.
I've heard a lot about SuperSense also. Does anybody know how that compares to Envision and AI?
We have it, but we haven't used it enough at this point to do it real justice. I would be willing to look at that and demonstrate it after the holidays.
Okay. I got it on a 30-day free trial and played with it and didn't think it was particularly accurate, you know, which is the problem I've had with all the iPhone app-based OCR things.
You know, so much of scanning is how good you are at hovering your phone and turning your product.
A while ago, Tim had done a demo on a stand. I mean, I don't use a stand, but if you're having a lot of difficulty, you might want to look into using one or trialing one, if you know someone that might have one, to see if that's making a difference for you or not before you actually buy it.
That the ID Mate is being available. It's for $300, I believe. And that is probably the best product
for scanning barcodes.
Scanning barcodes.
There's the phone, just it's very difficult to capture a barcode with the phone. And I've used them all. And some of them, they work right off the bat. And you say, oh, this is the one. And then you'll go to use it the next day or the day after. And it takes you 5 minutes and you still haven't found it. The ID Mate will capture the barcode very, very quickly once you get used to it. It has its own database, but it has, I don't know, a couple million or more items in it. So it's likely to have what what you want, and you can add, you know, items. You can record your own, if you know what the item is.
You can record.
You can record what it is, and then it will play that recording.
How is that database updated? There's so many new products on the market, you know.
It updates twice a year.
John, what did you say the price of the ID mate is?
I think Tim said it was $300.
They're selling refurbished Quest. Quest.
For
$300.
It's not
you can only buy it online on Thanksgiving Day.
Have any of you tried Amazon Show? I have. It's pretty good for groceries. It's great. I just hold it up, say, oh, Girl Scout cookies, blah, 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 or whatever I have in my hand. And it ding, ding, dings until you get it in the right place. And you were supposed to pick it up and be about 12 inches in front of it. I keep touching the camera a little bit just to be sure I've lined it up. And then it has a ding, 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 you know, like to say, okay, finally got it in the right place.
A lot of the systems use.
Yeah. And then it talks to me. I think it's seeing it. The other is it voice dream or voice stream? Will you play
voice dream? D-R-E-A-M.